Why this works. Karaage is Japanese fried chicken, but the technique that produces its characteristic crust is meaningfully different from Western fried chicken methods, and understanding why explains the whole recipe. The most important single choice is potato starch, karakuriko, over cornstarch or flour. Potato starch gelatinizes differently during frying. It forms a thinner, more irregular crust that blisters and cracks in oil at high temperature. The blisters are not a defect, they are the goal. Each blister is a small pocket where steam from the chicken's moisture pushes through the coating before the starch set. When the crust dries at high temperature, those pockets become hollow, fragile, crackling structures. Flour produces a smooth, breadcrumb-like shell. Cornstarch produces something in between. Only potato starch produces the specific texture that karaage is known for. The two marinade sequence is also technically deliberate. The first marinade, soy, sake, ginger, garlic, seasons the chicken from within. Sake in particular is important. It acts as a tenderizer. The ethanol disrupts muscle protein slightly, and also as an odor suppressor for the chicken. The second marinade, egg yolk only, added just before coating, creates a thin, sticky, emulsified layer over the surface. This does two things. It helps the potato starch adhere more evenly, and it contributes to the blister formation by adding a richer, more protein-dense interface between chicken and starch. The double fry sequence, low temperature first, 160 degrees Celsius, rest, high temperature second, 185 degrees Celsius, solves a problem inherent to frying dense protein. At 160 degrees Celsius, heat penetrates to the center without the exterior burning. At 185 degrees Celsius, the exterior dries out and crisps intensely. Frying at a single high temperature cooks the outside before the center is done, or cooks the center but chars the outside. The two-stage approach decouples cooking through from crisping the exterior, doing each at its optimal temperature. Draining on a wire rack, not paper towels, matters because karaage needs air circulation under the pieces to prevent steam from re-softening the crust. Common mistakes: using cornstarch instead of potato starch. Target: potato starch, karakuriko. Never cornstarch or flour is the primary coating. Why it matters: potato starch gelatinizes differently in hot oil. It produces the irregular blistered crust that defines karaage. Cornstarch gives a uniform crisp shell, closer to popcorn chicken. Flour gives a breaded surface. Both are different dishes. What to do? Buy karakuriko from a Japanese or Asian grocery. Read the label. Potato starch on the back is the right confirmation. Workarounds: only have cornstarch. Use 70-30 cornstarch plus rice flour mix. Frying at a single temperature. Target: 160 degrees Celsius first fry, 4 to 5 minutes. Rest 3 minutes. 185 degrees Celsius second fry, 90 seconds to 2 minutes. Why it matters: single temp frying forces a compromise. Interior cooks but exterior browns too much, or exterior crisps but interior is raw. The double fry decouples cook through from crisp exterior, letting each happen at its optimal temperature. What to do? Deep fry thermometer. Plan for 2 passes from the start. Workarounds: no thermometer, wooden chopstick test. At 160 degrees Celsius, slow, steady bubbles. At 185 degrees Celsius, vigorous, immediate bubbles. Overcrowding the oil. Target: 4 to 5 pieces max per batch. Oil temperature should drop no more than 10 degrees Celsius. Why it matters? Cold chicken dropped into oil acts as a thermal sink. Too many pieces collapse the temperature, pieces poach in their juices rather than fry. Result: soft, pale, greasy karaage. What to do? Work in batches. Let oil return to target temperature between batches. Workarounds: need to fry many at once? Use a deeper, narrower pot with more oil volume for better thermal mass. Not resting between fries? Target 3 to 5 minutes rest between first and second fry. Pieces on a wire rack. Why it matters? Resting allows interior heat to redistribute, residual cooking, and the exterior moisture to migrate outward and start evaporating. Skipping? Soggy interior, less dramatic blister formation. What to do? Rack ready before first fry. Drain, wait, second fry. Workarounds: time short, minimum 2 minutes is acceptable, still better than zero rest. Draining on paper towels? Target: wire rack for both drying and serving, not paper towels. Why it matters? Paper towels trap steam under the chicken pieces, crust softens within 2 to 3 minutes. Wire rack allows steam to escape downward, preserving crispness for 10 plus minutes, the typical eating window. What to do? Set rack over baking sheet before frying. Place fried pieces directly. Workarounds: no wire rack, metal cooling rack, or chopsticks laid across a plate to elevate pieces. Too short of first marinade. Target: 30 minutes minimum up to 12 hours overnight in fridge. Why it matters? Under 30 minutes, soy and sake haven't penetrated muscle fiber. Interior tastes plain, only surface is seasoned. Long marination, overnight, develops the deep, integrated flavor that defines great karage. What to do? Plan ahead. Marinate before work, fry in the evening. Workarounds: need to fry soon, use slightly stronger marinade, extra ginger garlic, and rest at room temp 45 min instead of cold. What to look for? After first marinade, chicken pieces look darker. Surface slightly tacky from soy and ginger. Starch coat slightly clumpy and damp. The clumps will become blisters. First fry, light golden, not brown. Pieces float and sizzle steadily. Internal temperature 70 degrees Celsius. After rest, exterior looks slightly matte and dry. Second fry, rapid color change to deep gold brown. Blisters visibly forming and popping. On the rack, crust sounds hollow when tapped with a chopstick. Pieces have a slight sheen. Chef's view: the wire rack instruction is the detail most often skipped, and it is the detail that determines whether karage stays crisp for the 10 minutes it takes to eat it, or softens into something disappointing before it reaches the table. Karage is a dish that requires the last 5 minutes of cook time to overlap with the first 5 minutes of eating time. Decoupling cooking through from crisping applies beyond karage to any protein where the interior and exterior have different ideal thermal histories. Duck confit, double fried potato chips, twice cooked pork belly. The specific temperatures differ, the structural logic is the same. Chef test notes: I tested potato starch versus corn starch versus a 50-50 mix across 4 batches each. Potato starch consistently produced more pronounced blistering and a lighter, more fragile crunch. Corn starch was more uniform, less characterful. I also tested single fry at 175 degrees Celsius, the compromise temperature many recipes suggest. The interior was cooked, but the exterior was less crisp and the blisters were minimal. The double fry produced superior results in every batch.